Okay, so welcome to AA, A Shot of Funny. I'm Andrew, here with
Aaron,
yes. And as far as the theme music go, we've just...
Go with the theme song!
All right. Beep, 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 beep. Welcome to AA, A Shot of Funny with your hosts, Andrew and Aaron. Oh, that's the theme music right there. So
we're trying a new thing. We will experiment with the theme music.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? That was like the news.
Hey,
you know, the little beep, 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 beep.
You gotta be open to new ideas, sir.
You know what? You know when I say your new ideas? I don't like them.
Does change scare you?
Change is terrible. Please.
So, yeah. So, I'd ask you how you've been doing today, but I've pretty much been with you all day.
All day.
Yeah, got up at 5, went to work.
When it's dark out, we go to work.
Yeah. Work was super fun.
Super fantastic.
But let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about
the events
terribleness.
Happened after work.
Are much more talk-worthy,
We
yes.
went to Del Taco for lunch.
And had some tasty bean burritos, but...
chicken tacos. But anyway, that's all
yeah,
I have.
Yeah. Say that you know what you ate.
But we met the most repulsively...
Human being?
Person
yeah.
in the world.
Ridiculous. Carrie.
So why don't you just describe what happened?
Carrie, the manager at Taco Bell. So...
It's Del Taco.
All right. So my mistake. Del Taco. Taco Bell, I love you. Del Taco. Taco Bell, in case you're listening, I'm sorry.
Please sponsor us.
Yes. Del Taco.
Either one of you, actually. Just not Carrie.
Just not... Fire Carrie, then we'll talk. So, upon arriving at Del Taco... Because that is where we went,
mm-hmm.
not Taco Bell. We went inside to order, and I was like, I'm going to get some cheap bean burritos. And Nate, our cashier, was like, that's going to be $3 or something. Okay. And then I was like, here's my card. And so my card didn't work, and then he tried it with the plastic bag, and voila, like magic, it worked. Then, if I miss anything, jump in. Okay, and then Aaron, of course, ordered his food, same problem, but this time, while he was getting the plastic bag, Carrie, his manager, was like, you idiot, put that plastic bag down, that just wastes time, and you're making a mess.
She really, was the most angry person I've seen.
I'm surprised she didn't, slap, his hands or something.
Seriously, I thought she was going to hit
him. Oh, you know what? I missed something, because during my order... She was like, did you make that chocolate milkshake?
Yeah, what was up with that?
You were supposed to make that chocolate milkshake 2 orders ago. Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing right now.
She was really treating him like a
yeah.
child.
She was like, you idiot, stop what you're doing. I don't care if you have his card in your hand and you're ringing it up right
yeah.
now. Stop what you're doing and make that chocolate milkshake. Like, I don't know, just such venom and hatred was coming out.
She really was kind of like a demon.
Yeah.
She swooped down. And whatever this guy did, she would scream at him about.
Exactly, yeah. I felt bad for Nate.
Yeah, I ordered my tacos, my chicken tacos, and I'm like, Nate, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
And then you gave him a hug?
He kind of just shrugged it off, but I'm like, dude, if someone yelled at me like that,
okay,
I don't know what I would do.
Okay, so you're...
I'm very against... You know, domestic violence and people hitting women, but this woman was
she
evil.
Deserved a punch to the face.
Very evil
yeah.
woman.
So okay.
I've never seen someone disrespect someone that much.
Yeah,
about something so small.
So little, yeah. He was no over exaggerating. He did what his job was to do. He said, hi. We're
yeah.
gonna take your order, and he didn't do anything wrong. He was solving the solution, The card wasn't working. Everyone knows
he was
the plastic bag trick.
Things.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know what he was doing with that,
oh, really?
But I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow that helps the card readers read it for whatever reason.
The plastic.
Yeah, it's really strange, but...
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of that, but I was like, hey, I trust in Nate. He seems like a capable...
Yeah. Oh, and you saw it work for my card.
Wonderful
so.
Human being who's intelligent and deserves respect. I bet he knows what he's doing.
I just burped.
That's beautiful.
Sorry. Anyways...
And this woman swoops in and screams at him like he's a 2-year-old who pooped on the patio.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. So I don't know. What would you have done in the same situation? Like if, okay, so I'm Carrie and I'm like, you're taking a person's order.
I'm Nate.
Yeah, you're Nate. Okay, you just finished the trans, or you're finishing the
Welcome to Del Taco.
Okay, I'll be your customer too. Hi, I'd like a bean burrito.
Okay, hold on just a second. Because he was kind of a surfer dude.
So he was kind of a surfer dude.
He had like a diamond tattoo on his arm, which was kind of weird. Did you see that? It looked like a bejeweled diamond. Anyway, not like, the point.
Anyways.
But, okay, here's your bean burritos.
Hey, Nate, what are you doing over there?
I'm getting this guy's bean burritos, but the card thing won't work, so I use the plastic bag. So
God,
okay.
You're a fucking moron. Stop that.
Hey,
stop talking back to me. You are below me. You are scum.
All right. Well, I'm just going to help this guy.
No, I need you to do this instead. You should have done this 10 hours ago.
Okay, I'll get the milkshake in a minute, but
this guy... milkshake now. Milkshake now. Milkshake now.
I don't know if I would have the patience. If someone was actually talking to me, like, may hit him. Like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there is no respect in... Like, what I was telling you about the things, like, she must not respect herself at all to be like that.
Ridiculous.
Like, she must have no love for humanity at all to be like that.
She might be the Grinch.
I'm thinking she's the devil.
The devil.
I've never seen someone that mad about a bean burrito in all my life.
Maybe a bean burrito killed her father.
She shouldn't be working with that taco.
She's trying to bring it down from the inside. Okay, let's try and imagine situations that would cause her to be that angry.
I don't think I've ever been that mad.
Really?
Okay, like, maybe breaking up with, like, a significant other.
Could be pretty angry.
I've been very angry.
Did you yell at Nate?
I called her a very nice, a not nice word.
Ah, that's okay.
To a friend on the phone.
Ah, I see.
But it wasn't even at her.
Ah. I don't know.
But that's like the only. I guess if I like got a car stolen, I'd be pretty
mad. Someone shot you in the foot.
Someone shot me
in the foot, like
just like they were was like, my life in danger?
You were like walking by. You're walking,
and they're like,
the
bam!
You're walking down the street, and they're like, hey, you're like, what? And they're like, take their gun out, shoot you in the foot.
Are you pissed off? I would be more confused than pissed off, probably.
Okay, someone cuts you in line.
Okay.
And you're dying of thirst, and you're really thirsty.
And some guy cut in line?
Right, they cut you in line, and they're like, oh, I'll take that. And it's like the last cup. And then you can't get anything to drink.
I'd be pretty mad. But again, it's more like they're just being really rude.
Right. You don't decide to start yelling at them? Well, no, Nate didn't even do anything wrong.
I'm more of like a grab the cup back from them kind of guy.
See, because like, if you were to have the same reaction as the lady, like the equivalent of that would be for you to like start yelling at the guy behind you.
Hey! Dan! Exactly. Did you see what that guy did?
Why didn't you stop him, you moron? What's your problem?
Yeah, like, you're saying like she called him names and
didn't even call him names like that.
See, I wouldn't know if she didn't because like it was that level of like berating him.
She may have called
him a jackass.
Exactly. Like the tone she was using and the way she was talking.
That's how you
him.
Talk to a dog who like crapped on the carpet or something.
Yeah, really.
If that. Like I don't think I would yell at a dog like she yelled at that guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like it wouldn't happen. But even like when I worked like at a fast food place at the Chinese restaurant, I didn't have anyone talk to me like that. Like there was craziness for sure that went on.
Yeah.
They're like, let's see, what's the best? Well, at one point there was like people doing drugs in the back. They're like doing lines of crack or lines of coke off of
The Marfar?
No, not on the Marfar. Like on the the giant tables that are back
there. I wonder
there.
There's always a line at that place.
People love their crack. It is.
And their orange chicken.
Well, see, this is different now, but this is how it used
to
be.
There's no crack in the Marfar?
No more crack. And like they would like they'd take trips down, like our kitchen staff would like send someone out to take like trips down to the gas station by the mall and like come back with like beer, like just bags and bags of beer. And they would, like, drink throughout the day. And then they'd be, like, too drunk to, like, even, like, know what they're doing, really.
Right.
And so, like, sometimes they would just be, like, sitting there, sitting around, looking at each other, drinking. And we're like, hey, are you going to cook anything today? And they were like, shut the fuck up, because they were very angry drunks. And so around this time, of course, people would get really angry that there was no food. But, like, at this point, I had no respect for the manager because I was like, what are you even doing? You're not even taking care of the situation. So I
was the manager one of the drinking people or not?
The manager would go back and drink sometimes with them, yeah.
But these were, like, the cooks.
Right, these were, like, the cooks and everything. And, like, I would just be like, well, I'm going to go to walk around. Just, we're not working here, but you're still going to pay me. Because, I mean, like,
yeah.
It was ridiculous.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
You're getting screamed at by two sides.
Exactly. So I'd be like, whatever, I'm just going to go walk around, do whatever. But, yeah, oh, let's see, what else? One time.
Did you ever actually see crack?
Yeah. Well, like.
What does crack look like?
It wasn't, well, I guess it's crack cocaine or whatever. It's like the, you know, like.
Is it like powdery thing?
Yeah, powdery. Like,
they snorted it?
Yeah, like they would, like, do lines in the back there, and I was like, wow, I never thought I'd be at a place where I'd see someone doing drugs.
Especially working at a place. Right? It's not like you're working at a nightclub or something.
First it started out like with drinking, and I was like, whoa, this is just like insane.
He's like, this isn't nothing. We got crack.
Exactly. If only I knew. Like, it led to crack. It was like a gateway to crack. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that was like when the... some nasty things happened there too, though.
Like, I heard. Please tell the food stories.
So, let's start with the food. No, let's start with the best one. So, this place would get rats every once in a while.
Okay.
One time I was working.
I'm so glad I didn't, like, I didn't even live here during this.
Like,
so,
I will say, just so no one's, like, super grossed out, I have worked there recently and it is completely changed.
Well, we didn't say anything.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. But I'm sure some people would know
what I'm talking about. It's the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
On 38th and 5th.
Exactly. But anyway, so yeah, like one time I was working my shift and I was standing behind the steam table, which is basically where all the containers sit and it's filled with water and it's really hot and it lets off steam. And that's what a steam. Yeah, exactly. And so I was sitting there and there's like this drain that's right underneath the counter where you drain the water out. And right. Out crawls this big old fat ugly rat, and it's like walking around like the people's feet, and like everybody like slowly sees it, and it's like trying to shuffle around, like especially the women, they're like trying not to scream, and they're like shuffling around trying to stay away from the rat, but it's like just walking around following people, because it's like waiting for food to drop down.
Oh.
And then it slowly makes its way to the kitchen, like, and then squeezes in between like the swinging door.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's not even the worst story about a rat, though. Okay, this one actually happened. It is just so terrible.
Continue to work there?
Why'd that happen? I needed a job.
Alright.
And I was getting, like, overtime. I mean, it was a terrible place to work.
Yeah.
And it paid,
but you
like,
were making some money?
Like, even though I was getting, like, minimum, like, just over minimum wage, the fact that I was working, like, 40-plus hours.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, well, this is where I'm working right now. And, like, I was looking for other work, but just nothing
came
along. But, yeah. So I worked there, and, like, so this one time, like, what you do in the morning is, like, you prep everything, you cut chicken, and you start breading the orange chicken in, like, this huge, like, giant wok that you fill full of vegetable oil and, like, heat up so you can bread the chicken.
Hot, yeah.
And, so there was a rat problem.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
Okay. And there's like fans up above where the cooking area is. And sometimes the rats would be like shuffling along like poles up there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if this was like just a stupid rat or whatever, but it fell into the pot of hot oil.
Oh, God.
Yes, quite terrible.
So was there a breaded rat?
Well, he didn't have a coating on him, so he wasn't breaded. He was more like fried rat.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, the worst part is that this is how the business they wanted them to run the business. Like,
The meat went out.
They did not want... Well, hang on. They did not want anything to get thrown away.
Oh, God.
They, like, if sometimes vegetables were, like... It's a good thing I worked there, because there were just some things I could not stand for. Like, there was one instance, and I'll get back to
like
the
rat... meat?
About vegetables. Uh-huh. They were, like... There was mold growing on some of... Like, some of... A lot of them. And they wanted to just, like... wash them off and like cook them still, but I was like, no, they're bad. And so like I waited until the proper time came, and then I just took them and took them out to the dumpster and threw them, and I was like, they're in the dumpster if you want to go get them. Of course nobody wanted to go do that. So back to the rat. So they wanted to keep the oil after fishing the rat out. Right? Okay, they wanted to keep the rat and keep like breading the chicken and everything. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. I was able to talk some sense into him, but there was a discussion. Like, the fact that there was a discussion about it.
It wasn't just, hey, let's throw out the oil and everything that was in
the
oil.
Right, right, right. Because, like, I mean, sure, it was a lot of money. I'm sure they were throwing away, but there was a rat swimming around. Well, not even swimming. It, like, died. It's like,
yeah, well, duh. You're boiling oil.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But there was a discussion about, it's okay. Do we fish the rat out? Rah, rah, rah. Yeah.
Oh,
seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty disgusting.
I haven't really worked in any like fast food places. I've worked at a bakery, but there was never any rats.
That's good.
Or crack.
Or crack.
Or drinking.
What about like people dropping off drugs to the...
Well, it was in downtown Portland, so I'm sure that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, there was that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, it is very methy around here.
True. Yeah. Let's see. What else?
Like you don't get that a whole lot in big cities, I guess. I don't know. I never hear about meth in big cities. It's always either cocaine or weed.
Let's see. What else do I have to tell you about this?
This is a drug show, apparently.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
my manager. Well, she's. I'm convinced she was probably bipolar, because sometimes she was nice, other times she was just fucking nuts. Like, she's just ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Like, at random times, she'd be like, it's not busy, go home. Like, what? She's like, yeah, go home.
Maybe her drug dealer was
okay. Maybe. But we went through, let's see, 1, 2, 3, I think 4 or 5 different cooks.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she was like a mail order bride.
The manager was?
Yeah, she's like this little Asian lady.
Okay.
And her husband was like this, just this huge guy. Like, just humongous. I like never saw him walk, or he was always in one of the little carts.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
And like, somehow she got a job there and everything. And she was sleeping with each one of our cooks.
Oh.
She was sleeping with each one, like, not obviously not all at the same time, because whatever.
It's okay in a three-way.
That's right.
It's not
but
if it's in a three-way.
Yeah, like there'd be times where her and like the cook would disappear for hours and hours at a time, and
I'm back with hot oil all over their faces.
Hot oil. No, well, no, they'd come back like later, and they'd be, "Where'd you go?" Oh, we went walking around. And like they'd be like showered, because like they'd
so
come
like,
in with
like
wet hair.
And
it's like
had sex and had a shower,
right,
came back,
and so it's just like ridiculous. Like, so this entire time, because like there'd be like 2 or 3 people in the back maybe, and like 2 in the front. So when you take one of those people away from the back, this is actually how I learned how to cook all the Chinese gourmet food, because I was like, well, I don't like getting yelled at by all these customers in the front about us not having food. I'm just going to go back there and start cooking.
Yeah.
And so I did. And now I have all their recipes. So Panda Express, if you're listening.
You can go work for them.
I sell all the recipes. You can get sued for that, I think.
Well, sure.
I don't know.
It wasn't Panda Express where you were working. Some generic
thing. Yeah, exactly.
Like Chinese house or something.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I can't think of any other super interesting story. One time I got threatened with a knife.
Okay, so that wasn't interesting?
Okay.
Come on,
yeah. So this is back to some mixture of alcohol or whatever this, like, I don't know, 17, 16-year-old kid was on, which he was involved with our manager as well.
Hot.
Yeah, she was like 40, 50. Hot. Yeah. But, yeah, one time he was, most of the time he was okay. Like, I'll give that.
Was he a cook?
Yeah, he was one of the people in the back that cooked. Mm-hmm. This is where all the, like, drama happened, was in the back.
Right.
And, like, my interactions with them. Like, I could probably write a book maybe about it. But, yeah, one time he got so pissed off that I was telling him to leave. Because eventually I just got fed up with it and just started kicking him out. And I was like, just go home. Just leave. There's no point in even being here. Mm-hmm. You're just making me angry.
Right.
And so, like, at one another time I was telling him to go home and kicking him out of the store, he, like, grabbed one of these knives. And I was like, really? You're going to grab that? And so, like, so he looked at me for a while and was like, you want to go outside? Want to go outside? And I was like, really?
Oh, you go fine. Outside.
Okay, I was like, let's go outside then. And so he walked outside, and I just closed the door and just turned around.
Outsmarted again. I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Exactly. And then the next day he came back, and I was like, you feeling better today? And, like, I tried to explain to him what happened. He, like, would not believe me that it even happened.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What did I do now?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that ridiculous.
Yeah, I've never worked at, like, fast food, but, like, I did the bakery thing.
Oh, same kid one time pushed me and my arm burned on a damn walk. That hurt. Like, I hit my arm on a walk, yeah. And I was like, ah, motherfucker.
I should have sued.
Yeah, what was, like, I thinking?
Workman's
worker bang. Sue.
Workman's comp for suing.
Exactly. I don't know why, but I'm really thirsty today. No strange stories like that?
Not really. No? Like, everything at the bakery was pretty cool.
What did you do at the bakery?
I just, like, register stuff.
Oh, you didn't bake any bread?
Oh, I actually made cookies.
That's cookies, not bread.
Well, there were cookies at the bakery.
This is a cookie-only bakery?
No, there was bread, too, but, okay. Like, it was like, a sandwich shop and a cookie place and bread. I don't know. Like, the whole thing was, the sandwiches were stupidly expensive because they bake their own bread there, and they use the bread to make the sandwiches.
I see, so you have to pay for that cost.
I guess. I don't know. Paying $7 for, like, a sandwich is kind of crazy. Like, I guess Subway sandwich, but it wasn't that big. Like, it was like a sandwich.
It was like an artisan sandwich.
Yes.
That's what it is. So you had to pay for the word.
And the fact that we made them. Yeah. I never made sandwiches, though, because I tried to stay away from
them. Why?
Because that's where all the people were.
Ah. Like, I worked at Subway for one day.
We'll go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, how it worked out is at the front of the store, there was me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like, give people tea and cookies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then on the back, there was, like, nine people.
And their crack.
No.
Okay.
And that's where all, like, the crazy stuff happened. Like, people would drop. Because, you know, you have nine people within, like, 12 feet just, like, making stuff. Because each person made each sandwich. Right. Not like it wasn't, like, an assembly line.
Or an assembly line. Okay.
Because each sandwich was made with care. And drop of line, you know.
I see. Crap. Okay.
So, actually, it's usually me and some other person would do, like, the front. And because it was, like, a salad thing, too. And, like, we would hand toss the salads.
With crack.
With ranch.
Okay.
Which people got really mad about.
Because they hate ranch.
If you didn't do enough or didn't.
What is with people and always wanting more?
Ranch?
Like, a lot of any. Like, I don't know. So, like, when I'm going behind lines of people, like, there's some things I can understand.
Right.
Like, some things it's like, really? How is that going to make your food taste any better? Like, especially with, like, condiments. Like, it's Subway, they're like, I'll put a pool of whatever on.
See, I always get yelled at Subway. Or not yelled at, but, like, talked down to at Subway because I don't put
any... No sauce?
Yeah, I don't put any sauce on my sandwich.
No sauce? Are you kidding me?
Are you sure? I'm like, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Like, okay, I lived in downtown Portland. There was a Subway at the base of my building. And
you lived on top of a Subway?
Yeah.
Train?
I was on the 17th floor. And I, like, look down. I'm like, ha, I see the Subway, all you little people eating.
Did you ever pee out your window on them?
No. I never even thought to do that.
But now would you think of it?
Maybe.
Would you want to?
I don't really think... I think you'd get arrested for that pretty damn quick.
What if... What, it no would one would see
a,
you.
It would be a
no
big investigation. Actually, yeah, from that high.
Yeah, you could pee on a lot of people.
Well, yeah, so on my way home from work, I would, you know, usually get a sandwich for dinner or whatever, because I would usually go to work, go to the gym, then go home.
Right.
And on my way home, I'd be like, hey, can I get like a turkey and ham sandwich? And they would never believe me that I didn't want any mayonnaise or any of that crap, just because I don't want
food. Why are you lying?
Huh?
Do you secretly want some sauce?
No.
Are you sure?
I like my sandwiches, like, dry.
Why? Nobody likes a dry sandwich.
I do.
Why?
It's not really a line of questioning that you can go from. Because it tastes good. You can taste the meat better.
You can still taste the meat with sauce on it?
No, because sauce is gross and overpowering.
I don't know about that. Maybe they just put too much sauce on you. Maybe you had a bad sauce experience. Maybe someone like
put so
much sauce.
I'm really grossed out by mayonnaise, so that could be.
Don't get mayonnaise.
I don't want to taste the mustard either.
Don't get mustard.
What does that leave you with?
There's like onion sauce and.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
There's like.
The only kind of sauce I like is hot sauce. And
they have chipotle sauce.
Yeah, but like you don't put hot sauce on a turkey sandwich.
I do.
You're nuts.
It's delicious.
Okay.
Did you try it?
Not yet. Now I'm going to.
See?
Not at Subway, though.
Nope, Subway.
Because they have, even if they did have hot sauce, it'd be like crappy hot sauce. I like authentic hot sauce. I told you the story about like how in my apartment there was this like Mexican dude who sold hot sauce door to door.
You know what he was doing?
He made it. It's amazing.
You know what he really did?
Put crack in it?
He went to Costco and bought a whole bunch of it and then ripped the labels off the bottles.
Like, no, because each bottle was different, which I thought was cool, because like he just would buy them from random like places, because Portland's weird, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
It's just like hey,
bottles.
Yeah, like you go to like antique
different
shops and like just get weird looking bottles and put hot sauce in them. Yeah, so you know, it was kind of cool. It was
That's
like
cool.
You know,
did he sell you tamales too?
Yeah.
He was like, hot sauce
cool
and tamales.
Yeah, it was actually really, he was a cool guy.
Did he speak English? Or was he like,
yeah,
tamales? Sorry, there's a lady that comes by and she in my house and she's always like, tamales? You want tamales?
Is that like the only English word she knows?
I think maybe.
Well, it's not even an English word, really.
She said, you want tamales? Tamales?
You buy. No.
No.
Let me play.
Exactly.
No, because no, this dude was really cool because like him and his wife would be like, I don't know, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know,
you hate Asian people.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. What? Why do you think Korean people have funny faces?
What are you talking about?
We were talking about this earlier.
Because I think the Korean guy in the I Just Had Sex video looks funny.
Yeah.
I just think he's funny. Just the fact he's like, oh, they just had sex.
Do you think he's offended by it?
No, I think he's amazed, and he just makes a funny face.
He's amazed by their just having sexness?
Or singing a song about it.
Are you thinking he wishes he could be singing the song?
Maybe.
Is that what
I think a lot of people wish they could be singing the song.
Everyone wants to sing that song.
I know, it's the greatest song ever.
Greatest song in the world. We should have them on our podcast.
Still counts.
That's right. We should have them on the podcast.
Andy Samberg.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's booked.
I don't know. I bet we have connections. You're Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm sure.
That's true.
I'm sure you could.
Damn, I keep forgetting about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you could.
Inceptionized.
Yes. Inceptionized.
See, I get,
him in the head.
Well, the thing is, I got inceptionized to forget that I'm Leonardo DiCaprio every time.
So I had to constantly remind you.
Yeah. Use your inception powers. Do it.
I don't know if I want to do that. My inception powers are running on empty. I got inceptionized to forget being inceptionized. How would I even inceptionize you? I'd be like, hey, go get Andy Samberg to be on our podcast.
Yes.
No? But I'd have to go inside
you
your brain.
You have to go deeper.
Let's go deeper. Okay. Would it be like the scene from Labyrinth where there's like a bunch of...
Fuck that movie.
There's a bunch of
Fuck that movie. No.
Stairs.
No, I'm not even talking about it. Fuck that
Why
movie.
Why do you hate that movie so much?
David Bowie is the creepiest fucking guy in the entire world.
Because his hair?
Because he... He's going to rape a 14-year-old girl and steal the baby. I haven't seen that movie in like 15 years, but I remember being freaked out by David Bowie in his tight pants and him singing weird songs to 14-year-old.
Jump, magic jump. That's one of the songs. Yeah. Okay. I was singing all David Bowie songs.
I will throw something at you.
Changes.
Oh, God. No, I was freaked out by that movie because there was weird puppets. It was like a little swordsman.
Just you shut your mouth.
Is that him?
Yeah, he did China Girl too.
All right.
My little child.
But that's not Blabber.
No, it's not. He does, what's that song goes? Something about the power of voodoo. Who do you do?
Yeah, whatever. He kidnaps a little baby.
Right.
And then a 14-year-old Jennifer Connelly goes in looking for the baby, right? I seriously haven't seen this since I was like 8, but I think I'm good so far.
Right.
And then
jingle jingle ice. Yeah.
And then she has to like go through a bunch of labyrinths to get her baby back.
She meets friends along the way.
She meets that creepy muskrat thing who rides a dog.
Why is he creepy?
Because he's got a sword and he talks.
He's like English though. He's like a knight. He's a noble knight.
Who rides like
a dog.
Chow.
Whatever.
Actually, no. Chows are cool. And that dog was just like fluffy.
It was just a fluffy white dog. Yeah. What was the dog's name? Precious? Come along, Precious.
Is that its name?
Maybe. Sounds like a good. Sounds like the little muskrat would have called the dog.
I don't know.
And he meets like the midget old guy, Hobble.
See, you've seen this recently.
No, I haven't.
Better man.
Yeah, I think that guy is like a pedophile though, because he seems like an outcast.
That's one of the trees, right? That movie, like there's trees, and they're like passing her down.
Yeah.
That freaked me the hell out.
The trees?
Yeah. I remember having nightmares because I thought the trees would like kill me.
Coming through your window and grabbing.
Yeah. And plus, David Bowie's just like weird.
He looks like a baby.
He looks like an alien, and like that scene where he's like walking upside down on the stairs.
Walking all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So he's a pedophile.
Okay, talking about the whole he's trying to sleep with the younger girl. I know you haven't seen X-Men yet, like the new what's it called? First Class. Exactly. But there's a part where Magneto like sleeps with Mystique, and like the actress that got to play her, she looks like super young, and he's like super old.
Yeah.
And when I was watching it, I was like, that girl like looks like she's like, I don't know, 16 or 14, and he looks like he's 30. Something here's not quite right. That's all I could think of. I was like, this is so strange. Why is no one pointing this out? Also, maybe. Yeah. She looks kind of different there than she did in the movie. But regardless, I think Magneto might have had a thing for, for Professor X, for Charles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, that's what I saw in that movie. Like, he just admired him too much.
She does have a baby face.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. She doesn't look 12 and a half.
Well, not in that picture.
Burberry's, yeah.
But, yeah, he just admired him a little too much, I think. And he was like, oh, Charles. He said that a lot. Charles. Yeah. As he, like, snuck into his bed.
What?
Yeah. What happened? There was a scene where Professor X, Charles Xavier, is, like, sleeping in bed. And then, like, Magneto, like, comes in, like, having nightmares. And he's like, I just need to sleep in here with you, Charles.
Okay.
And so, like, he calms him down by going inside his brain. And it makes him feel better.
Kind of kinky.
Just saying, it happened.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie. I wanted to.
Yeah, that's a scene in it.
I haven't seen a lot of the superhero movies this summer. Have you seen Thor?
No. I don't want to either, no.
Really? I've heard that one's better than most.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I heard Green Lantern kind of sucks.
Mostly off the jokes that I saw in the trailer, it made me think that movie was just like a pile of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That guy is like gigantic. I saw a picture of him. He's like 6'5".
Anyways.
Alright.
He's a sexy man. I don't even care. He's like a Greek, or he's right, not even a Greek god. He's like a Norse god.
He is a god.
Yeah, well, whatever. But yeah, I heard that movie was good. Like I said, Green Lantern was supposed to be terrible. Captain America, I heard, was good, but it's only been from people who are like, oh my god, Captain America.
That
so.
Movie looks like the worst super movie. Like, see, that's what I thought. That reminds me of Spider-Man 3. Like, well, I expect him to start dancing.
I'm not super like nerdy about Captain America. I don't know like that much about him. But I just know that his bad guys are terrible. Like, the Red Skull is always the thing he fights.
I'm a red spaced guy, and I'm evil. That's how he does.
I don't think he's supposed to be from space. I think he's supposed to be like a mutated suit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's supposed to be like Captain America's counterpart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're right about that. But yeah, he talks like that, though.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he has like a mustache. Or he's like a Nazi.
Yeah, he's a Nazi.
Yeah. So he's like, no fear, we'll rise again. That's how Nazis talk.
Fourth Reich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But speaking of superheroes...
No. No, because...
You don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Don't even know what I'm going to talk about. And
no, I want to go back to Captain America because...
Okay, Captain America.
I've only seen the preview. But Captain America, I don't know if he uses a gun in the comic books.
He just throws a shield.
Yeah, okay, that's what I always thought as a kid. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. He throws a shield. You know, he's like Batman. He doesn't kill people with guns. That's stupid. Guns are bad.
I was going to say a shield to like the throat wouldn't kill you.
No, it definitely would. Right? No, I'm not saying about the killing part. Okay. I'm more saying about the gun part because guns in comic books or guns in superhero movies is dumb. They're superheroes. They shouldn't be used.
Is he using a gun in the thing?
In the preview, he's shooting people.
Oh, huh. Yeah, I thought he just like punched people and threw a shield.
See, that's what he's supposed to do.
Right.
Or at least that's what like. You know, video games or whatever has taught me to believe. But yeah, in the preview, he's like, bam, 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 stupid Nazis or something. You know, that's probably what the preview
He's shooting Nazis. That's patriotic.
I guess. No, because there's in the movie, it's not about Nazis, is it? It'd be a really dated movie.
But people really like making Nazis. Nazis can always come back. Nazis are like the villain from horror movies where they always come back.
In Call of Duty, there is a thing where you can kill Nazis. In all of them.
I was going to say, isn't that like what Call of Duty is about? Killing Nazis?
I don't know. I haven't played a lot of them.
I don't know. I imagine most war shooting games
are involved. You're not always fighting Nazis. You're like fighting terrorists.
Terrorist Nazis? Do they speak German?
No.
Are you sure?
Like the Al-Qaeda Nazis. The Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I knew it. They have factions.
What if they found out that like Bin Laden was secretly a Nazi?
He was secretly Hitler?
Just a Nazi.
Okay. What would happen?
Mm-hmm.
Germany
would get so much shit.
They'd be like, God damn it, Germany, again.
Not again.
What the hell? We can't leave you.
Oh, you're know, very sorry.
So sorry. We're so sorry. Yeah, I imagine Kerry would come yell at them.
They should just send Kerry in the first place. Jesus. I've known people in the military who didn't scream like that.
Yeah. She could, she might be able to fit in there.
I think she would get shot by one of her people.
See, the biggest thing to me that like really held me back in Captain America was his outfit.
Well, you know, like the blue spandex with the star.
America. Yeah, exactly.
Fuck,
it's the America themed outfits. Like,
well, he is Captain America.
That's right. He's just he's,
hey, have patriotic pride, sir.
America. Is
you know, in different countries. They marketed it as the first Avenger.
Well, that makes more sense. That's how they
instead
should
market. Captain America.
Well, yeah. You know who's going to want to go see Captain America?
Americans?
No, your Hulk fan. That's who's going to want to go see it. You're Captain America! Go get him! Ah! That's exactly what's going to be.
Go get him, Hulk!
That's exactly
what I wish I could find that guy and punch him in the dick.
It's too late now.
It is.
It's
I could have fought him so easily that day.
You should have.
Just another insult would have gotten him to Emmy.
You should have kicked him in the mustache. Right in the mustache. Yeah. But anyways, what I was trying to talk about before you rudely interrupted me and made me talk about stupid Captain America again. Superheroes. We have an actual superhero living here in America.
America. Now, it's the Olympics.
No, it's nothing to do with the Olympics. No one's jumping. Whatever.
I'm pretty sure it is if you're talking about the same thing.
Okay, well, this. Okay, so the title of the headline is, are you ready? It's, I fought off a bear by punching it in the face.
I know. She's my new wife.
Oh.
We're going to be very happy together.
Well, it's supposed to be a surprise to you.
Nope.
But apparently you know everything.
Well, we got married after she killed the bear by punching it in the face. I'm like, that woman is amazing.
Okay, so she's on the Olympic team or something?
She. Let me just read it. It's a former U.S. ski team member who has described fighting off a black bear by punching it in the face.
Oh, I'm not impressed anymore.
Annie has squared up to the animal when she realized she could not outrun it, but still suffered cuts to her arm and chest. The freestyle skier, who's 24, she got mauled when she got between an animal and her cubs. I was very smart. While running in the woods in Montana. I am fortunate that I walked away from this incident. Very true. Allowed the animal attack.
She's a smart one.
Hey, she fought off a bear. She doesn't have
sorry,
to
sorry, I didn't mean to insult your wife.
Yeah, come on. A wild animal attack has been one of my biggest fears and something I've always worried about. Okay, I may have to divorce her because she's obviously not very bright if she's running around in Montana and, like...
I'm so worried about animals attacking me.
That's where they all are!
Oh, I'm so worried about animals attacking me when I'm living with them in their cave.
I was lucky that she... that I was able to strike her in the head a few times.
Okay, so this lady's like out walking,
running because she's from the Olympic U.S.
ski
team.
Okay, so she's out running, training for the Olympics, right? And she's like, oh, exactly. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she's like, "What are
like,
you doing?"
Wow. The bear talks now. Okay.
I'm sure the bear.
Sorry, Mr. Bear or Mrs. Bear, because it was a mom, right?
Yeah.
Mom.
Oh, so that was a very manly growl.
Yeah. This sounds like a witch.
Okay.
I think the first one was fine.
Okay. Well, I don't remember the first one, so let's just say that happened.
Okay.
She's like, what are you doing?
I'm running. Because the Olympic team is. Why are you roaring at me, Mr. Mrs. Bear?
You're between me and my babies. I'm gonna kill you.
Can I leave?
No.
Okay.
Can't try and run, but I'm.
All right, so I'm running.
Rah, tackled you on the floor and start scratching your arms.
And I just start punching you in the face.
And I'm like, hey, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Fighting back?
No, I'm scared.
No, I just continue to punch you in the face.
See, so what I think actually happened was this lady was like, oh, I'm going to get kicked off the Olympic team. I'm so terrible at my job.
You think it was a ploy?
Exactly. So she was out walking around looking for a bear.
I don't think anyone is dumb enough to look for a
bear. She just said she was scared of an animal attack living in Montana. That's one of her biggest fears.
That's kind of, like, you can't make up for that.
Exactly. So,
if you don't like animals, you should stay out of Montana. That's where they live.
Viable.
There's like no cities in Montana. I'm going to get an email from someone from Montana. Like, yes, there is. I'm like, not what I've ever heard of.
It's probably made of trees.
Helena, the capital of Montana.
Know. That's like a volcano. They live inside the volcano.
No, it's Mount St. Helens.
Whatever. Anyways, my theory is completely viable. She's going out looking for a fight with the bear. She finds like this bear who's like crippled. Right? In a wheelchair or on crutches or something.
How do they make crutches for bears?
Have you ever seen a bear on crutches?
No.
Doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
You didn't prove anything by that by saying that.
Have you ever seen air?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. Yeah, no, you can't. Can you see it right now?
Yep.
Liar. Anyways. So she's out there and she sees this poor defenseless bear and she's like, ding! Like the light bulb comes on in her head.
Okay.
And she's like, who doesn't want an Olympic champion that can just rock the bear's world?
I think if you go to the Olympics after punching a bear to death, I think they just give you a medal.
You see what I'm saying?
this might be viable.
And so she walks up to the bear, and the bear's like, hi, how you doing?
She's like, bam, 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 bam.
And the bear's like, ah, please stop hitting me. And she's just like on top of the bear.
Well, she's not a big girl. Like, she's a little lady.
Well, yeah, anyone can pick on a crippled bear. I could beat up a crippled bear. Yeah.
I don't think so. They have claws.
Well, that, of course. Like, while it was trying to defend itself, it scratched her a little. That's what happened. Pretty sure that's exactly how that story happened.
No.
But, I don't know. I don't really know what to tell you. A woman attacked by a bear but punches in the face.
So, one of the news headlines is, a woman attacked by a bear.
She ran right at me! It's like the South Park thing. It was coming right at me!
Yeah, I don't know. That lady.
Whatever, she's hardcore.
Just because she punched a bear?
Once you punch a bear to death, that attacks you?
She didn't punch a bear to death.
Yeah, she did.
It didn't die.
It may have.
Yeah, because people came later and shot the bear.
Because she knocked it unconscious. That's almost as good.
She, like, scared the bear.
See, in my head, when I read this article, I imagine her, like, with boxing gloves, bouncing around a ring, like, with a bear in boxing gloves, with the claws sticking out of the boxing gloves.
Bear.
Yes!
On a ball.
And she just dominates him. It's like Rocky versus that Russian guy.
The first round, or, like, the ending rounds?
Well, at
Rocky
first,
gets destroyed
at
early.
First, because the bear is like a bear and punches her in the face a couple times.
And she's like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. And by the end, she's just like, wham, wham, wham. And like she takes the big Russian bear down.
And it's like, I am the tiger.
Yeah, everything always ends with that song.
Right, of course. Like all of a sudden there was a montage of her training. Montage. Like running out and thing is like, getting stronger. It's the Rocky song. Come on, if you're gonna bring up Rocky, at least know you're Rocky. God, you know it's a terrible, terrible, terrible movie.
What?
Cliffhanger.
Never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the entire plot of the movie. It's about Rocky, but now he's climbing mountains.
Okay.
But in the beginning of the beginning of the movie, like he's climbing a mountain with like I think his wife. Or his girlfriend, and she, like, they, like, a rope breaks or something. He's like, hold on, and then she slips and falls, and then he vows never to climb a mountain again. But then he has to.
Then someone gets stuck, and he has to go save him.
Only he can climb this mountain to save the day. And then, like, he gets up there, and there's, like, terrorists.
There's terrorists climbing the mountain, too?
They're already up on the mountain, so now he has to rescue them.
Terrorists?
No, he has to rescue, like, whoever's trapped in the mountain because they've been captured by terrorists now.
Okay.
And, like, then he, like, kills one of the terrorists and takes their guns. And then he's like, bah, 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 explosion, explosion.
This sounds like a very generic movie.
This is Cliffhanger, right? Okay. And so after taking out all the terrorists, he saves the girl and then climbs down the mountain. The end. That's how a cliffhanger. I'm pretty sure that's how a cliffhanger is.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Yeah, like, I don't know. So long ago. Pretty sure that's what the movie was about.
Then there was a dinosaur and a walrus.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. My version of the movie?
It's probably right.
Exactly.
I'm in no position to argue.
You know you are not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
More Thank power you. To the Rocky that, fun movie.
That's exactly what that movie is. You should watch it.
Was there a bear in it?
I don't remember him fighting a bear. I remember there were several intense moments.
That's why my wife is way more badass than Rocky.
Rocky would destroy her.
She fought off a bear. You think a mere man could stop her?
Oh, yeah. He can dance. He can, like... jump around.
I'm pretty sure you're thinking about Muhammad Ali.
No, I didn't say he can float. I'm just saying, he learned some fancy footwork.
Dance?
He learned some fancy footwork.
He doesn't dance. Rocky gets punched until the other guy gets tired.
Well, no, remember when he was like, it's so funny that like, the black guy teaches him how to be like, lighter on his feet and like, dance around and move around. It's like, really? That's what you're going with? This Apollo Creed's like, hey, you can jump around like this. What is that about? Racism, that's what it is.
Is this Apollo Creed Lando?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Is it the same guy?
I don't know. Star Wars. Who gives a fuck?
Most failed
franchise ever.
Creed.
You know? Nobody even likes Star Wars.
Getting stronger.
So I'm racist. Billy D. Williams is Lando Calrissian and Carl Weathers is Apollo Creed.
Jeez, why do you think...
I don't know, I just thought they were the same dude.
All black people don't look alike, you know?
No, they don't, but like...
But all Asians do.
What? Alright.
I don't know. What, do you have anything you want to talk about? No. I feel like I've been, kind of hogging the spotlight.
Well, last time I talked...
I guess. No adventures from Steve the Meek or
no? I think we're pretty good. We're almost at 51 minutes.
I feel like we should give him just a little bit more.
Steve
the
Meek.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, the listeners.
Yeah, not who, Steve the Meek is just the imaginary person.
Yeah, he's just fake. That you don't need to look into that at all or anything.
Not at all. Nah.
Well,
I don't know. You should ask me something, I bet.
Who should ask?
Me! Who else is here? Ask me something. Come on, quick, go! Go, 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 go!
Do you like bananas?
I really do like bananas, actually.
That's not interesting.
Well, no. How do you peel a banana? This isn't interesting at all.
No.
Stop talking about bananas. That was a terrible question. Alright. Yeah, I guess we will just stop. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for listening to A Shot of Funny. This has been Aaron and...
I'm going to say my name. It won't end unless I say my name.
You won't say your name?
Yep. Nope. I'm going
to
do it.
It's been A Shot of Funny.
Nope.
Aaron and Andrew. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.